when you're born, most babies are born as intuitive eaters. They eat when they're hungry and they stop when they're full.
Health educator Marcy Getz is talking about one aspect of the Wise at Every Size program. The 10-week class encourages women to think about food and their bodies in a whole new way, or, depending on how you look at it, in a very old, intuitive way.
Dieting puts your body in a state of starvation. It feels like it's starving, and it does everything it can to ward that off, and that used to be a real mechanism to help us when we were hunters and gatherers. It might not be so helpful today, but we still have it. So the reality is that it's not just one reason why someone isn't successful dieting, and I think that there's still that myth around that it's just about willpower.
On a recent Saturday, a group of women who had already completed the Wise at Every Size program got together for an alumni class. Because so much of what they discuss in the class deals with food and relationships, they started off by thinking of themselves as a specific food.
My name is Sharon, and I associate with being a salmonberry because I feel like I'm very sweet, or I can be very sweet. And I can be tart also, and it's just one of my favorite berries because growing up with my grandmother, we always went out and picked salmon berries together.
My name's Anne, and I think I'm an apple because I'm kind of shaped like an apple, and people tell me that I'm sweet, but really I can be kind of tart when I feel like I want to be. So I'm going to say I'm an apple.
I should have started. That was mine.
Other foods in the group were mixed nuts, avocados, and different brands of potatoes. When the laughter about how long you should cook yourself died down, the conversation turned to stereotypes and how prevalent they are in our society.
And it also makes me more aware of the number of people that look at me and say, well, she's fat, so she's obviously, you know, has some emotional problem in her life. Otherwise, she would have taken better care of herself. That's a stereotype that is really hard to break through, but being aware of it is the first step in breaking through it.
You know, I've been a pretty average weight or slender most of my life, you know, but I've still gotten caught up in, you know, trying to lose a few pounds. And I think the hunger scale was really a good thing for me to think about because I eat sometimes for emotional reasons, or, you know, I find myself being stressed out and reach for that chocolate, you know, to make myself feel better, that kind of thing.
It was an interesting class to be able to take because it was able to see other people in the same boat I was. We're all different sizes, but we're all dealing with the old D-I-E-T word and diet. Life is life, isn't it?
For that reason, many of the women referenced the Diet Survivor's Handbook, which defines one of the concepts taught in the class, intuitive eating, being free to eat what you're hungry for when you're hungry.
And so when we can get beyond the I have to diet phase and think about I can eat as healthy, you know, as anybody of any size, and concentrate on the health rather than the weight, then we give ourselves permission to have the cheesecake for dessert if we want it. But we don't feel like we're deprived if we don't. It's a liberating thing.
And there are things that people can do to help change how they relate to food. Maybelle Filler says it was the realization that there is no such thing as good and bad foods. Food is just food. She says the exercise that stuck with her was to buy the one food that she had always seen as forbidden and make sure there was a lot of it around. So Maybelle filled her freezer with Häagen-Dazs butter pecan ice cream and told her family not to touch it. It was her homework.
But it was more than that. The process is that you had to turn off the TV, the radio, and really concentrate on what you were eating, called mindful eating. And when I did that, I found that I really... it wasn't that it was a different sort of ice cream. It was always the same ice cream, but the taste was different. Like, it wasn't as sweet as I remember or as creamy as I remember. And it was still good. Häagen-Dazs is still good ice cream. And it was like I wasn't eating as much.
Wallene Woodson says she put bags of potato chips all over her house.
What you're doing is you're going to take the value that you've placed on that bag of potato chips away. So, because you're not going to deprive yourself any more of it. You still like the crunch. You still like the salt. But knowing that you can have it at any time makes it powerless over you.
The Wise at Every Size class also helps women focus on things like joyful movement and having a good self-image, regardless of their size. Marcy Goetz says if women feel like they're giving up before they go through the Wise at Every Size program, afterwards they find that they've actually done the opposite. Just ask Wallene Woodson.
I felt like I was being let free. Welcome back to the world that should always be out there for everybody.
Goetz says it's hard for women to accept that they may always be the size they are right now. But it's important to realize that you can be fit, you can lower your cholesterol and your blood sugar levels, and actually have a healthy life, whatever your weight is. And she says this way of thinking can truly be a new beginning. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.